Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's a Fox and Freezy show on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. My name is Tyler Fox, and I am live actually in studio right now with Bentley James, which is kind of crazy because you're in Michigan.
I am. I'm staying inside. I'm staying safe, as everyone should be.
What are you doing to like cure your quarantine boredom? Because, I mean, everything is closed. I mean, what do you do, right?
Yeah, and it's like literally I'm in the smallest town right now because that's where my fiance lives and I'm staying.
Can you say where you live?
Yeah, I am actually born and raised in Flint, Michigan. That's where I live.
Oh, and, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I love my Flint people.
I know. No water, right?
Well, it's not even, you know what? You know what the thing I like the most about Flint people? No, honest to God, because I'm from Mount Morris, which is a smaller town a little bit north, like maybe like 5 or 10 minutes north of Flint. But here's the thing about Flint people that I like the most is they have grit. You know what I mean by that? Like, you know what I mean? They're going to get what's theirs and they don't want your pity either at the same time.
No, we're a hardy people.
Y'all are hustlers. Hustlers. I love it. So, Bentley, you I am expecting to see on RuPaul's Drag Race at some point. Honest to God.
Here's hoping. Actually never auditioned.
So what? Are you serious?
I know,
how
right?
has this happened? How have you never not auditioned for RuPaul's Drag Race?
I almost auditioned for season 6, and it just felt like it wasn't my time, and I needed to clean up and polish a little bit more. So okay. I took that time, you know, stepped my pussy up, got real cute, and I think I'm ready now. Goes with my tagline. I mean, like, everybody calls me like pussy regardless because, you know, no matter what, I'm gonna give you woman. I'm gonna be
you are such a woman. And you know what, I got to see actually two of your shows while you were here in Las Vegas, which was really kind of awesome. You did a show over at Senior Frogs, which was amazing.
Yes, I did.
And then you came to Charlie's and turned those folks upside down.
I still remember what I did. I performed a TLC mix. Yeah.
Yes, it was fabulous. How did you get started in the entire, because here's the thing. I think a lot of people listen to this radio show that are maybe a little curious, maybe a little questioning, you know, maybe they they're into what they're into, right? How
Absolutely.
Did you get started into the entire drag scene?
Well, it was actually pretty funny and pretty quick. I wasn't even out of the closet yet. I was 18 and I was in college and one of my roommates was gay and he invited me to a gay bar for his birthday. And, you know, secretly I wanted to go, but I was like, yeah, I guess, whatever.
No, I don't really want to go. Yes, I really do.
Yes, I did. I did. And I got my life and I was like halfway through the night, I was like, yep. I'm gay.
You're like, yep, this is for me.
This is for me. This is what I'm doing.
I
saw a drag show and I just remember like feeling happy and forgetting like all the shit that was going on in my head for like that 5 minutes that they were up there. And I was like, I want to do that for other people. And plus I was like, I could totally be hotter than them.
You're like, I can do this so much better. Like I was
and
just
that,
talking
that's
to,
what it was.
I was just talking to Kevin from the Jabberwockies. They perform a show over at the MGM, which is like amazing, right? And so I was asking him kind of like the same thing that I just asked you. And I was like, hey, bro, like when you got started into all of this, like how, like what was it that made you think that you could do it better? And I think that you just answered the question for me because you're like, well, I could do it and I could be hotter.
Yep.
In that moment. Like, in that moment, like, how did you know, like, right, a star was born. All right, so you're, like, two steps ahead of me. You're too good at this game. You are way too good at this game. So, basically, you, well, we are not, we're not accusatory on this show. Yeah, nah. All right, no, so, like, when you got into it and it became more of, like, a job and people were like, hey, we want you to come to our club and we want you to, like, do your thing. Like, how did that all begin for you?
I started doing a lot of open mic nights. Not open mic, amateur competitions, things like that. And I was based out of Flint for like the first 2 years of my drag career. And
where did you you perform in Flint?
I did. I performed at the Triangle. Yeah.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
My original drag mother.
Okay. Who's your drag mom?
My drag mom right now, who has been my drag mom for the past 8 years of my career, her name is Melanie Von Cruz.
Shout out. Hello. Did I lose you? No.
All right. Yeah. My drag mom picked me up like 8 years ago. If any of you guys are in the Orlando area, she is a cast member over at the Parliament House. I'm sure everybody knows what that is. It's like the biggest gay, you know, resort.
Shout out to Orlando, Channel Q. Hello. Right.
She was based out of Detroit when I met her. And she moved and did like a couple of like, you know, big gigs and things like that. And Parliament House picked her up. And so that's where she's at. She competes for like Miss Continental. She's gotten top five both years that she's done it. She's an amazing.
Let me ask you a question. You are an amazing performer. I hear you like heaping these compliments, like wheelbarrows full of compliments onto other people. But I know so many people are inspired by you. Like, seriously, a lot of my friends from Michigan, they're like, Bentley James. That's where it's at. how did it become this big like empire for you? Like where you're in performing in cities like Grand Rapids, which is a huge city, Detroit, which is a major city, like Toledo, another big city, Saginaw, another big city. Like you travel, and even out west here, like in Las Vegas on the Strip, you've been to like Charlie's and Senior Frogs, and like how did it become this whole big thing?
I've done a lot of stuff. Yeah, I've traveled all over. The states you mentioned, I've performed in St. Louis. I've been in Chicago. I'm going to be in Tennessee in May. It all started because, like I said, I was doing like those amateur nights. And then when I moved down to Detroit, one of my friends linked me up with, have you ever heard of Peter and Murray Present?
I haven't.
They do like the big, like the huge, big Drag Race girls tours. Like they're kind of like Voss. They get like the girls together and they tour. They do like the Haters Roast, stuff like that.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so like before they started working with Drag Race girls, they were club promoters in Detroit at a bar called Menjo's, which I still currently work at. I'm there every Friday.
I love Menjo's. Isn't that where Madonna got her start? Or am I wrong about that?
I know that she used to go there for sure.
Right. Okay. Cool. Thank you for the validation on that. That's cool. So you started performing in Menjo's and it all just like took off. What would you say is the biggest crown that you've ever won where you like still stand back and you're like, OMG, I cannot believe I won this crown?
Probably Miss Spiral because it was my first.
I love it. You know, because Lansing has such a cool vibe anyway. Like, that's the capital really city of Michigan. It's got like a Vegas vibe.
I've never really been a pageant girl. I'm much more so like a club hostess personality. I'm, you know, club performer, that kind of thing. I've done pageants, but like every time I've done them, I've always gotten like first runner up, you know, close, but no cigar. So this
I feel like you're going to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. I feel like you are the dynamic character to like really shake up the race.
I'm hoping so. I think that I'm ready. I think I have a very marketable look and personality.
I think you're gorgeous, doll.
Thank you. It's kind of, you know, my calling card.
It's your calling card. They call you pussy regardless.
They do.
Where can we find you on the world wide web? Like, if we didn't want to be like weird, but we kind of like wanted to stalk your socials and give you an extra like here or there, like where could we follow you?
Oh yeah, if you want to stalk me, it's totally fine. I'm cool with that.
So online, because we're quarantining. Remember that.
Oh yeah, remember. That's true.
Social we're washing distancing. Our hands and quarantining. Right.
Social distancing. Stalk me from a distance, please.
Right.
You can say if you know no corona here.
Right. Where can we find you?
I am on Facebook under Bentley James, and I'm under Instagram, and it's at Bentley_James.
Okay, so that's BentleyJames with an underscore on some profiles.
Yeah, pretty much. And then on Facebook, you can't miss me because the parentheses says pussy regardless.
All right.
I'm right there. I'm on the map.
You are on the map, and I love it. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on the Fox and Freezy show
too.
All the way live from Detroit in Las Vegas. No, next time, you know what? And I'm gonna end this segment here with just this thought. The next time you come back to Vegas, I better be VIP at all
of
your
course.
Events.
I'll cool? make it happen. I did
all right,
it for
all right.
Parents. I can do it for you.
I'm there with Bentley James. I'm in the house on the only channel.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.